Travel News on Wednesday, December 23, 2009. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Jahalom. The weather forecast. Partly cloudy with more sun coming in the next days. Temperature ranges between 24 degrees at night and 27 degrees during the day. Northeasterly winds at 25 kilometers per hour. Here's an excerpt from a meeting of newcomers at Pitanga where they were introduced to the unit. It took place last Friday, the 18th of December.
In Brazil, you have a bush that is called Pitanga, and it is actually the Suriname cherry. Do you know what it is? We have two types of cherries in India, in South India. One is the Acerola, and this is a little bit more known because it contains a lot of vitamin C. And the other one is a Suriname cherry. It has it is only red, otherwise it has nothing to do with the cherry we know from the West. Nothing. But it is very, very juicy and very fragrant. So the name Pitanga was given by the indigenous people from Brazil long before the Portuguese came. Very simple people, and it meant pita, and anga means to drink fragrance. So very sweet name. And the Portuguese, they fell in love with the shrub, and they believed that when they planted in front of their house, that it brings happiness and harmony, so kind of living Ganesh. It would protect the building. So when this building was started, we had a couple of pitanga bushes out there. And well, you will never see a fruit, because the moment it starts to become red, be sure there's a kid who plucks it. But you can have a look later in the year, it's actually very sweet. So what happened then is, what has Pitanga to do with what we do here? I mean, everyone asked. So Shakti's brother is a specialist in Sanskrit. So one day, he was looking at an exhibition here and he told me, really great, this name Pitanga, how it fits to this building. I said, yes, what? Please explain to me. Yeah, it is a Sanskrit word. And I couldn't believe, because Pitanga is made of pitta and anga, which when you put the two together, it means the one who has a golden body. I mean, for me it is a typical example of weeping and the divine dove.
Exploring the elements of sustainable food growing, soil and water. This is the first in a series of two workshops that takes place in Buddha Garden. It starts on Thursday, the 24th of December, and continues every Thursday from December till the end of March. In the first workshop, soil and water will be explored, and then the second, plants and pests. The workshop starts at 9:30 a.m. and ends at lunch. Each workshop costs 250 rupees. This includes hands-on practice and observation together with written material about the subject. They are led by Vivek, who is completing a PhD in agriculture at the University of Lucknow in India. He is carrying out his practical experimentation in Buddha Garden. For further information, please contact Vivek. The group Accessible Oroville, formerly News Abilities Link Project, wants to create a better, barriers-free environment in Oroville. For that reason, all residents are invited to inform the group about their difficulties in physically accessing public spaces, buildings, parking lots or public toilets in Oroville. This does not only concern wheelchair users, but also people who are using crutches temporarily, having difficulties in climbing stairs or using toilets. Accessible Oroville is creating a survey, so your data will be used anonymously. The mother. Fear not. Your sincerity is your safeguard. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville radio.org.